Speaking of those runoff elections, Country Cliff out of Gordon texts in, good morning, KB and Heather Lee. Since it is a runoff, I vote for Mark Phillips.
My goal is to break 2 hours this morning.
Yeah.
Here we go!
I would not test my running acumen against that guy.
You know, he would make a good ambassador.
Or ordained minister, for crying out loud. I mean, I know two people he's married along the way. Nonetheless, if your candidate didn't quite get enough of the precincts reporting in for them, fear not. Because we're here to remind you that things could be worse. Because no matter what's going on, globally, even in the Straits of Hormuz, it is always good to keep a proper perspective, even if things seem like they couldn't be worse. Like, as of yesterday, not only did McDonald's unleash its biggest burger ever, the Big Arch Burger, they now updated their policy. And what's great about this is that there was actually a policy. McDonald's is now nationwide allowing horse-drawn carriages through their drive-thru. This actually stems from not a here Westoplex, because we've seen those pictures, certainly. Heck, here we've seen in Walmarts people going through on their horses.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
Texas.
But this is a Wyoming farmer who last week, I want to say it was he tried it and then was forbidden. Police were called because he had his horse pulled wagon going through the drive-thru. Bless you.
Thank you.
So the band, this was a guy named Alan Hatch, went to just go pick up an order. But they said now Alan and his horses are allowed, not just there, but nationwide.
Whoa!
So there you go. Get on your horse. Not your high horse, though, because, you know, they don't care about your opinion if they get your horse. Things could be worse, though.
You don't want those horses to have a runoff.
Get on your big old horse to get your big old arch burger. What?
So the temps are warming up, the grass is growing, and every husband in the world knows what's coming soon. A big old slice of honeydew. A honeydew list, anyway. So what do men actually enjoy doing around the house? Well, nearly half say yard work. One third say they're just going to go out and work on the cars. And about the same for taking out the trash.
Ah.
Notice that all of these things are outside.
I did it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Women, we're usually responsible for dishes, dusting, laundry, and pretty much anything else that the house entails. But apparently we do enjoy organizing and making things tidy. Doesn't that sound cute? Like, oh, cleaning is fun. I just do love a tidy house.
My pantry looks like the Container Store has moved into my pantry.
Maybe it has.
And yet, the more organization that happens, the fewer things I can actually find. But that's okay.
She threw out your snacks. They're just not there anymore.
I patched up the fence yesterday and a couple pickets.
Oh, wow.
Took the trash out.
Look at you.
And I think today, before the rain comes, if I can beat it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, that's way. Right. I'm getting the chainsaw fired up. But you're right. These are all outdoor activities.
Get me out of here.
I have a story for you, Heather Lee.
Oh, boy.
A new study has found that companies are realizing that we get incredibly creeped out when we're on social media and an overly personalized advertisement comes up. This happens to you on that side of the studio. Seemingly every show, we will talk about something, and within the next 15 minutes, you get an ad that pops up for whatever we were just about. Like, chainsaws will probably come up here in the next little bit.
My favorite was the personalized XLR cables, which obviously I'm in the market for after engineering was in here.
Actually, yeah, we could use those, man. All right. Click on that link. No, they did this study, and it turns out it has the exact opposite effect, in that it's a slippery slope that they can't get us back up. The creepiness problem is that it turns shoppers immediately away from that brand that is doing it. Of course, it's not that brand doing it. It's whoever agency that they paid to make that happen and pop up. And I don't know how they do it, but that's the thing, is we don't know how they do it. They're mining data, that they're finding it out. I don't understand how they're doing it here, because there's no microphone associated with that computer that you use. So I don't know how they know what we're saying. unless your phone is talking to the computer. But there's no way the computer is that technologically advanced, and we know that for a fact.
Well, yeah,
which the, now we're about to get an ad for if you want to update your computers.
Out loud.
So, yeah, they're now trying to not do this, and maybe we'll see less of this in the future because it backfires, seemingly, according to this study, every single time.
I have some theories on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did not come with a tinfoil hat, but they really should.
Well, now we're going to get an ad for tinfoil.
Yeah,
great.
I know.
Well, I could use some at the house, but I'm outside.
So even creepier, have you heard about these new smart glasses that are essentially surveillance in an accessory?
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they surfaced about 10 years ago, and then they kind of went away, and now they're back. But we can now know when someone is spying on us, JB.
Hmm.
There's an app for that. It's called Nearby Glasses. It scans for signals that will emit from Bluetooth-enabled technology. Now, it's only for Androids right now, so you're going to have to ask the missus about this one.
Okay.
The developer says that smart glasses are, quote, an intolerable intrusion, consent-neglecting, and horrible tech.
So the guy that looks like Buddy Holly over there in the corner at Starbucks, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he's got some on.
Yeah, he is not unassuming.
That or he's fronting Weezer. We're about to get an ad for smart Google glasses. So
don't you need this?
Jeez. Well, the famed, they used to call them dime store paperbacks, but the mass market paperback books that you used to see on those spinny racks everywhere.
Yeah. Harlequin romances.
Gave us Fabio along the way on the cover.
So much hair.
Well, the biggest distributor of those in the United States announced it is no longer going to be the biggest distributor. In fact, they have stopped completely distributing the mass market romance paperback novels. It's been years and years of plummeting sales. In fact, they peaked in 1994, believe it. I can't believe it. It was even that late. But it's just been dwindling and dwindling. And now, well, I walked in and Elle was watching Bridgerton. So I know where that need is being filled. Holy cow, that's not healthy. Don't watch that show.
Oh, so we were just talking about the Burger King bun this week.
Oh, yeah.
But what about your favorite? Arby's. Well, fear not. This one is wife approved. The company has made the noble move to remove the yoga mat chemicals from their bread.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. It's called azacarbamide.
Nailed it.
Yeah, either way, it made their buns very fluffy.
Well.
And it's outlawed in Europe.
That's what Arby's was doing for me, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just use wine and chocolate.
Man.
And I get the fluffy
buns.
So
no more yoga mat buns at Arby's.
I know. Dang it. Namaste.
I was actually able to say I could do yoga.
We have the meat.
Well, at least they still have real meat. And then finally, in a recent survey and a study, recent studies have highlighted Fort Worth, Texas. I know where that is, as a hot spot for occupational burnout, ranking it as one of the top cities in the U.S. for high-stress work environments. In just last month, 2026, February, data positioned Fort Worth at number 8 in the nation for cities with the highest burnout risk. They say that contributing factors and a way to, I don't know, I couldn't finish the end of it.
Whatever.
Just got burned out there. And then I went to Arby's for yoga.
We have the meat.